let's start out with this sad thing, because I wanted to ask you this yesterday. Diane Keaton's cause of death. It was driving me nuts. I wanted to know. Now we know.
Yeah. The family put out a statement yesterday announcing that she had died of pneumonia. And really, that's all that they said about it. Some friends had commented saying that she had been sick for a short time, that it went very quickly. But they are saying, that really that's all they're going to say for right now. They are asking if anyone wants to make a donation, do something in her memory, that they make a donation to a local food bank or a local animal shelter. Said that would be the most wonderful tribute to her.
That is so sad. And 79 is, I just did not picture her going before she turned 80.
It doesn't seem that old anymore, does
no.
it?
No, not as we get older.
Seems
every
very
year.
Approachable now.
Yeah. Yes. All right, well, that's sad news. I have WGN TV on with no sound, but I've been watching it all morning, and I got to tell you, Britney Spears is so hot. I just have to tell you that.
Well, yes, and there are a lot of people concerned about her.
Yes,
with all of
be.
Her hotness. I mean, yeah. She has, you know, never mind that she has posted so many provocative photos on her social media with and without sharp objects, meaning knives.
Yeah.
But now her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, is coming out with the book next week. It's called You Thought You Knew, in which he gives details about their marriage. They were married for 3 years. But also, I think what a lot of people are finding most disturbing from this book is her relationship with her two sons. Saying that she has barely kept up in a relationship with them. And one of the times where she did have the kids staying with her, the kids woke up, the two teenagers woke up and caught her watching them sleep, which is weird enough, but watching them sleep with a knife in their in her hand.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, this is all alleged in the book. Federline says that all these people that started the Free Britney movement from when she was in her conservatorship should now step in to save her. So last night now, Britney Spears goes on social media and responds to all of this from the ex-husband, saying she's had enough of his constantly gaslighting her. And she says she constantly asked for the boys to be more a part of her life and was denied. And she admitted to only seeing them a handful of times over the past few years, said this book is just, you know, something for Federline to make money, but she's the only one that gets hurt out of the whole deal. So, I this whole thing is so messed up, you know, from start to finish.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for her. I mostly feel bad for these two teenagers, the kids that are involved in these crazy showbiz relationships, these prominent relationships. I guess, you know, it's not that different than other relationships that go bad, where the two spouses, you know, start going at each other. I don't feel any remorse for anybody in that, except for the kids who suffer from it.
Well, I tend to believe her. I don't know, because it's like, who's Kevin Federline? We haven't heard from him in years. Now he has a book out. You know, he is not Britney Spears, but she definitely needs some help.
Yeah, there's no shortage of unusual behavior on all accounts with all of this. Thank goodness we're all normal in that.
Right.
None of us have any issues about anything.
All right. Wendy in for Bob, and we're in the midst of Dean's Entertainment Report. Tell me what Jim Carrey is going to be in, because I thought he was finished acting.
Yeah, I had heard that too, but I guess the appeal of playing George Jetson was too much for him. Apparently, there's going to be a live-action remake this time of the Jetsons. There, of course, was the original animated television series. There was an animated movie that came out in 1990. And now they're going to do what a lot of the animated classics are doing. They're bringing in real-life people to you know, play these characters. And George Jetson is a classic character. Jim Carrey is going to be taking that on. There's no word yet on who will play his wife. Do you know his wife's name?
Jane.
And his boy?
Elroy. Daughter Judy. Ding, 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 ding. And I think Scarlett Johansson should play Jane, his wife.
She would be good.
And Danny DeVito has to play Mr. Spacely.
That would be good. That would be good. How about the, what was it, Rosie the...
Oh, the maid,
was
yeah.
Was that the maid, Rosie the Robot?
Yeah. Too bad Shirley
that.
Booth is no longer with us.
Shirley Booth?
Hazel!
Hazel!
That's who she reminds me of. I think she was based on Hazel.
Wow. Now, see, I was thinking of Rosie O'Donnell. And I know she's got all kinds of political ramifications now, but... Can't you see Rosie O'Donnell as Rosie the Robot?
Yeah, but she would be like, oh, really? Do it yourself. Oh, that would be great. Well,
we're a little too into the Jetsons.
Yeah,
clearly.
I guess.
Clearly, we both need a few more hobbies in our life.
All right, what's the news on Sabrina Carpenter?
Sabrina Carpenter is going to be hosting SNL this weekend. So she's doing all kinds of interviews, you know, to get publicity. And it worked. I picked up a story. I didn't interview her, but I picked up a story that she did with Travel and Leisure magazine in which she revealed her favorite food spot in the entire world.
Mm.
You know, she travels all over the world touring. She's been to, you know, some of the greatest restaurants in all places. And she said any place in Italy is her number one choice.
Well, that's easy to say.
That's easy. Well, and it's sort of true.
Yeah.
I would make Italy my number one or my number two, that's for sure. She said she fell for the charm, the culture, the fashion, and, of course, the pasta. You want to hear my tip for finding a good place when you're in a foreign city or, you know, city you're not familiar with?
Yes.
Finding a good place, you find a cop somewhere, and you ask them, where should I go to eat that's off the tourist's path? Policemen always know the best restaurants.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
I've done that so many times. In Italy, I asked a policeman, and he sends me to this place that looks, you know, like, you know, a greasy spoon would be a compliment. It did not look the greatest, but it's like, hey, okay, it was recommended. So I went, maybe had one of the best meals of my entire life
wow.
at this place. Always ask a cop.
All right. I ask a cop anything. They usually answer me. Paris Jackson is also a beautiful young woman.
Yeah.
And what's going on with her versus Michael Jackson's estate?
Yeah, daughter of the king of pop. There's been an ongoing feud between her and Michael's estate for quite some time now. She filed documents this past June saying she was concerned about payments that were being made by her father's estate. The estate responded, revealing that Paris Jackson had been paid $65 million out of the estate and said nobody has benefited more from the Michael Jackson estate than her.
Hmm.
The executors of the estate say that they took this estate from being just a pile of debt and turned it into a $2 billion industry. There has not been any comment from Paris Jackson on this whole thing. She's 27 years old now, by the way. I don't know why I thought she was much younger.
Yeah.
I think Blanket is the... Isn't he the youngest
yes.
one?
Yes.
I just wanted to say Blanket.
I know. He was the one dangled out the
window.
He
was dangled. He was the dangler. Every family's got one.
Yeah, that's true. It's usually a nutty uncle. nuts. And we don't have time, but William H. Macy or John Corbett. I love them both.
I'm gonna post my interviews with them. They're both part in this and really powerful new movie that's called Soul on Fire. It's the true story of this 9-year-old kid who got caught in a fire and his body was burned 100%. He had fire damage 100%. And how his story, the boy's story, caught the attention of St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster, baseball announcer, Jack Buck, and how Jack Buck inspired this kid to come back from this horrible accident. William H. Macy plays Jack Buck in this movie, and John Corbett is the father of the young boy. We'll post the full interviews so you can hear them. We ran out of time because I had to tell you how to get good Italian food. Much more important.
That's all right. WGNTV.com. Look for it. And thank you, Dean.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.